News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. And one of those headlines, at least the way I see it, is the temperature outside in the dry air, 70 as we get started at our studio, 66 in Mount Vernon. Dr. Bill has lots to talk about there and in the tropics coming up in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we do have an accident with injuries involving an 18-wheeler and an SUV. It's going to be westbound I-10 between 65 and Rangeline. Already starting to see traffic back up there, so be careful. No other wrecks, and we've got a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Out of sight, Outfitters at 3501 Gulf Shores Parkway is now open. Experience the premier showcase for sporting goods, outdoor lifestyle apparel, and concealed carry apparel. Call Out of Sight Outfitters at 382-8360. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will not be as humid, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant, with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry, with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday, and so much going on. Top stories out there, of course, the big one in Washington, Robert Mueller to take center stage at the Russia probe hearings. That starts in less than 30 minutes, about 22 minutes, 7:30 our time. It gets started in Washington. We'll bring you coverage of that and some insight into it, and kind of laying out the framework for today when we talk to Jeff Poor coming up a little after 8 o'clock this morning in the third hour of Mobile Mornings. Also, of course, one of my headlines for today is the cooler temperatures, drier air here in July. Not every year we get this.
Mm-hmm. It's, I guess, called a cold front, although Dr. Bill said more of a dry front.
Dry front. Hey, I'll take cold or dry. I'll take either one.
Me too. I mean, it feels great out there this morning.
So that's there. And I mentioned this story before we went to the break, and I want to just kind of roll this story out. I'm going to put it up on Twitter. It's not a local story. It's not even breaking news. It's just one of those that I saw this morning in amongst the stack of all the other stories, and I said, wow. So the story from our news partners at WKRG, they put this up from a station in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Workers removing shelves and coolers from a former No Frills supermarket. I don't know if that's just a descriptor or the name of the store, but No Frills supermarket in Council Bluffs, Iowa, in January discovered a body behind one of those coolers. The remains were recently identified as Larry Eli Murillo Moncada, a former employee that had been missing since November 28th of 2009.
Okay? Unbelievable.
Investigators used his parents' DNA to confirm the identity, and the clothes matched the description of his attire at the time he was reported missing. Murillo Moncada's parents reported their son missing after he became upset, ran out of their home. They told police at the time he was acting irrationally, possibly because of medication he was taking. Officers contacted family members, other law enforcement agencies, nearby detention centers, even the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. He had been deported to Honduras before making his way back to the United States, so the illegal immigrant, but they received no information regarding his possible whereabouts. Investigators now believe that Murillo Moncada went to the supermarket, climbed on top of one of the coolers. The space was used for storage of merchandise. The employees would sometimes go there to hide if they wanted to take an unofficial break.
Hmm.
So, in other words, they were hiding, you know, not working.
Right.
He is thought to have fallen into an 18-inch gap between the back of the cooler and the wall where he became trapped. Noise from the cooler's compressors may have concealed any attempts to call for help, according to law enforcement. Autopsy found no signs of trauma. The case has been deemed an accidental death. Okay, so that is one of those strange way to die stories we hear. But at the same time, I got my questions. This is a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back like in the stock room. And I'm not trying to be grotesque here at a little after 7 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, but if the body had decomposed back there and nobody at that grocery store said, something doesn't smell right here.
What? And one of my thoughts was, well, maybe that supermarket closed down like right after he went missing. And that's why no one noticed, I guess, the smell. But the news out this morning is that it's only been closed for about 3 years now. So that leaves 6.5 years that this guy,
what kind of
his
story,
body was stuck.
No Frills is indeed.
Seriously.
And if something's kind of smell like that would be in a grocery store and in any business, let alone a grocery store, and somebody wouldn't. My goodness.
And if the story is that employees, not just him, but employees would go back there to hide, how did no one else, you know, happen upon him?
That's go back there to hide and say,
crazy story.
All right. There you go. It's not local. It's not breaking. It's just one of those stories. I said, what the heck is going on here? 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A teenager's missing this morning, and authorities in Baldwin County need your help to bring him home safely. The Fairhope Police Department says 16-year-old John Carter Keene left his home early Sunday morning. He has not been seen since. Keene, though, did leave a note telling his mother that he was heading to New York. At this hour, he may be headed to New Orleans, where he will then take a train to the East Coast. If you have information, contact the Fairhope Police Department at 251-928-2385. A lightning strike is believed to be the cause of a fire at a power substation in Mobile County. That's according to Alabama Power. Happened around 3 p.m. on Tuesday. That substation is located near Lott Middle School in Citronelle. That's what caught fire. Severe weather was underway at that time across most of the county. That fire caused 2,300 Alabama Power customers to lose their electricity for about an hour and a half. Thankfully, no one was injured. All power was restored around 4:30 p.m. News from Baldwin County this morning, as Daphne City Council president is now out of jail. James Rudisell turned himself in to the Baldwin County Jail on Tuesday on a charge of harassment. That charge was from earlier this month when the 53-year-old was accused of screaming and yelling profanities at his father. Caretaker because he was not happy with how the caretaker was treating his father. According to jail records, he was released from jail around 3 p.m. on Tuesday after posting a $500 bond on that one misdemeanor charge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You wouldn't go on a road trip without knowing where you're going, and your retirement should be the same way. Check out the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for tips on how to safely navigate your way to and through retirement. Sunday mornings at 7 and Wednesday evenings at 7 here on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound, red, white, or black grapes 99 cents per pound, and jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile City Council voted 6-1 to take on $2 million in outstanding bank loans for the Gulf Quest Maritime Museum. The $2 million will be broken down into 5 yearly payments of $400,000. The vote also gave the city control over the operation of Gulf Quest, including expenses and event planning. The lone no vote came from Councilwoman Bess Rich. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced $16.2 million will go to improve infrastructure in 24 communities. The cities of Milton and Niceville will receive $700,000 each. For Milton, water lines and drainage will be improved and several roads will be resurfaced. In Niceville, the money will help to rehabilitate or demolish and replace low-income housing that doesn't meet building code standards. U.S. Senator Doug Jones will be in Monroeville for a town hall meeting on Friday. It'll be held at Coastal Alabama Community College. The town hall begins at 12:15. The doors open at 11:45. Seating is first come, first serve, so be early. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
If you need a full-size pickup that's engineered for summertime fun on the coast, then check out the 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Featuring the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate, kicker audio system, and more, this next-generation Sierra comes with the X31 off-road package with special badging and options to make your Sierra rugged and ready for the coast. The 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Non-GM warranty, limited warranty by kicker, 3 years, 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. For more information, contact your dealer.
Mark Sanchez retires from the NFL. A boxer dies after suffering in-ring injuries. And the Braves lose a little ground in the NL East division race. It's a quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In NFL news, veteran quarterback Mark Sanchez announced that he's retiring after 10 years in the NFL, and he'll be joining ESPN as a college football analyst. Sanchez played his college career at USC and was drafted by the New York Jets with the 5th pick in the 2009 NFL Draft. In 5 years with the Jets, Sanchez helped lead the team to 2 AFC Championship game appearances. In his last 5 years, though, Sanchez bounced around the league, spending time with the Philadelphia Eagles, Denver Broncos, Dallas Cowboys, Chicago Bears, and finally the Washington Redskins. ESPN reports that Sanchez will be part of the studio broadcast on Saturdays for college football. He's also set for appearances on College Football Live and the morning show Get Up. Sad news from the world of boxing yesterday. 28-year-old junior welterweight Maxim Dadashev died on Tuesday morning as a result of brain injuries that he suffered during an 11th-round knockout loss to Subriel Matias on Friday night in Maryland. Dadashev's widow, Elizaveta Apushkina, released a statement through a hospital spokeswoman saying, quote, "He was a very kind person who fought until the very end. Our son will continue to be raised to be a great man like his father. I would like to thank everyone that cared for Maxim during his final days." Dadashev was from St. Petersburg, Russia. After the fight was called following the 11th round, Dadashev needed help leaving the ring. He collapsed before making it to the dressing room and was transported by ambulance to the hospital, where he underwent emergency brain surgery for 2 hours Friday night. Doctors placed him in a medically induced coma before he passed away yesterday morning at the age of 28. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves lost to Kansas City 5-4. Philadelphia beat Detroit 3-2 in a 15-inning marathon. Miami got the win over the Chicago White Sox 5-1. Washington crushed Colorado 11-1. Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg pitched 6 shutout innings for his Major League leading 13th win. San Francisco beat the Chicago Cubs 5-4 in 13 innings. Paul Goldschmidt hit a home run for the second night in a row, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 4-3. The Mets beat San Diego 5-2. Cincinnati crushed Milwaukee 14-6. Boston beat Tampa 5-4. Oakland got the win over Houston 4-3 in extra innings. Texas beat Seattle 7-2. And the New York Yankees beat the Minnesota Twins 14-12 in 10 innings. New York's Didi Gregorius had 5 hits with 7 RBI in the win. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA. It's located right here in our own backyard. Less than 1 week remains in the 2019 ASBA season. Check out the battle for the playoffs yourself with doubleheaders basically every night this week. Find out more info on scheduling and tickets at asbasoftball.com.
Hey, talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and I'm kind of getting tired. Okay, I'm well past tired of looking at the landscape in our property, but I'm worried about the budget, too. Can I do a full makeover?
Yeah, so right about now, you might be seeing your plants come out, and maybe they're overgrown. Maybe it's just wrong plant, wrong place. We really can't help with that. But we can add meaningful value to your landscape, to your property, with a phased approach. We can sort of take whatever budget you do have, come up with a master plan, and start phasing it in. And we can take everything from the architecture of the house and what sort of look you want, what sort of plants you like. Do you want something to smell nice? Do you want it to have an appealing entrance or screen someone off in the back? We can take all of that and put it in a master plan and then phase it out based on your budget.
All right, that works for me and probably lots of other homeowners. So how do we get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will not be as humid, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant, with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry, with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paints, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still working an accident westbound I-10 between 65 and Rangeline. It's an accident with injuries involving an 18-wheeler and SUV. Also, remember, Fonday Elementary back to school this morning, so expect heavier traffic near Cottage Hill and Azalea and some extra patrols there as well. At Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive, they can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle, it's Bay City Collision. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Yeah, remember Fondy, the one school I think of the Mobile County Public School System on that year-round schedule. They do have like a summer vacation, but a lot shorter. Mm-hmm. They go kind of year-round, have more shorter vacations in that. And that's, you know, something they're testing out here. It's been going on in different school systems around the country for years there. But yeah, Fondy is back in, so slow it down through there. All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5. Time for more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news out of the Mobile Police Department, as a man we told you about right here on FM Talk 106.5, who was believed to be armed and dangerous, is now behind bars after turning himself in. The Mobile Police Department informed news outlets that, quote, as of 8:15 a.m. Tuesday, subject turned himself in to Metro Jail. Thank you to all. The subject has been identified as 19-year-old Reginald Pryor. He was wanted on a shooting into an occupied vehicle charge. It happened Wednesday, July 17th at 3:30 a.m. Pryor fired multiple shots, police say, at a vehicle in which a woman was driving. The victim was hit at least once, and she was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pryor also faces assault second-degree charges as well. A break-in at the Old Shell Road Animal Shelter happens, and now police are hoping that you can help identify the suspect captured on surveillance video. That break-in happened on Saturday, July 13th, just before 5:30 a.m., and as the camera rolled, the suspect breaks into a side window and enters that shelter. The suspect was seen wearing shorts, a t-shirt, a hat, and had a side satchel backpack. According to police, the suspect not only stole money, but also several other items, and then left via that same broken window. If you have information, you can call the Mobile Police Department at 251-208-7211. And remember, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. 724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You feel it outside. It is fantastic. How long does this unseasonably dry and a little bit cooler air hang around? We'll find out from Dr. Bill Williams about 10 minutes from right now. Right now, I want y'all to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Sean, it's so nice out here. I'm standing outside to do the spot.
It's fantastic. It's now it'll get back to reality here soon, but we'll enjoy it while we can.
Absolutely.
What a great day also to come out and walk around the lot. People can look online at the selection at LCM, but this is a beautiful day to do it in person.
For sure. You know, we got a lot full of vehicles. We got trucks. We got cars. We got sport utilities. So we got a good mix of everything, especially trucks. We really got tons of trucks and third seaters.
Now, you've talked in the past about the great options in financing, but let's narrow it one down. The first-time buyer program at LCM, what's that all about?
Well, it's we've got a couple credit unions actually that are doing first time buyer programs. It's for people just starting out. They don't have any credit. They can't have any bad credit now, but they got to have a job, recent job time, and some stability, and they'll look at just about anything.
All right. Well, tell people how to come out and check out that inventory in person and online, and come out and talk financing.
All right. Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lsmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook and just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 726. A couple things here on my list. Number one, Mobile City Council yesterday voting 6-1. To fund, the workings of a what they call skeleton staff at GulfQuest, but also to talk about it being kind of a city department. The discussion was that I think it kind of already had been that way, but this skeleton staff running GulfQuest will be a part of the city of Mobile government.
Interesting. And I guess $2 million is the debt taken over with that 6-1 city council vote yesterday. And as we get ready to talk about what we'll do with Hank Aaron Stadium out over in McGowan Park, we're still talking about this GulfQuest and what the city should do about that. Just one of many things here in Mobile that we're trying to figure out. How are we going to pay for this?
Well, you can go down the list here. I mean, there's actually more to this than we'll even talk about, because the debt service on the String of Pearls and the things in Mobile is still ongoing. It's been going on for decades. But specifically GulfQuest, you have a real, I said yesterday, a fairly untenable situation, because you have the money that you have to spend as a city of Mobile to keep GulfQuest open, to stay compliant with the deal you had with the feds that gave you money to build GulfQuest. In other words, it's $2 million to avoid paying back $20 million. Mm-hmm. It's a tough situation, because if it's shut down, people say, why don't you just close it down? If you do, then you owe the feds the money for doing it. Plus, you've got what do you have? I mean, you have something that's just sitting there. You have it's a tough situation, and you can't just do whatever with GulfQuest. It has to comply with certain things in this deal that was made to get the federal matching money to build GulfQuest. So you have that. Then you have Ladd Peebles. Of course, we went through the Ladd Peebles discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it was going to be this deal between South, which, by the way, they're moving on up with their construction out there at the stadium.
Yeah,
on the South Alabama campus.
Should be ready to go next year for football.
But Ladd Peebles is going to have to, repairs done. City's going to be, on for money there. And then you said it. The Hank, this is it for the Bay Bears. This is the last season for the Bay Bears. Then they go become the Huntsville Trash Pandas, or Madison County Trash Pandas.
Rocket City.
Rocket
City.
Okay, whatever.
The Rocket
whatever
City the Trash Pandas.
Whatever the heck it is. So there you got three of those things, let alone quite another, two more structures that have pretty big debt service on it for the city of Mobile.
Yeah.
And what do we do going forward here when you don't have money to do other things because you're servicing debt from the past? Tough situation. We'll talk about that more. And in Montgomery, it's Mueller time, and we'll talk to Jeff Poore a little bit after 8 o'clock as that testimony begins.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The man accused of killing a woman at the McDonald's on Spring Hill Avenue in Mobile 2 years ago will spend the rest of his life in prison. Police say Harold Wallace shot and killed Tamara White while she sat in her car outside the restaurant. Investigators believe Wallace was shooting at someone else and hit White instead. Fondy Elementary School is back in session. It's Mobile County's only year-round school. Officials ask drivers to be careful in school zones. There will be increased traffic from 7:15 to 7:45 each morning. This is the third year for year-round school at Fondy. A hometown hero comes back tractomobile to help his old high school. Current Oakland Raider Rodney Hudson was back at BC Rain High School for his foundation's annual school supply giveaway. Hundreds of kids got backpacks and other things they'll need in class. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office needs help locating 12-year-old Ajaya Tarika Simpkins. She was last seen at her home on Wesley Street in Pensacola about 11 o'clock last night. Simpkins is 5'6", weighs 192 pounds, and has brown eyes and black hair. If you know where she is, contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
For over 40 years, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has made its mark on the Gulf Coast. Everybody knows who we are and that we offer Liberty, an American-made product, plus service after the sale. Help us celebrate our nation's independence with big savings on Liberty's presidential model. For July only, get $500 off and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit. Come see and save. Don't buy from anyone else. You'll be glad you did. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 at Moffitt. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Special report, Mueller testifies. A preview from Capitol Hill as lawmakers and Robert Mueller engage in back-to-back hearings.
Representative Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, will lead the first of two hearings on Capitol Hill. Nadler says the findings of the Mueller report should disturb every American.
They found that the Russians interfered in the election very systematically to help Trump, that the Trump campaign welcomed that assistance, that the president repeatedly obstructed justice.
Representative Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, will be at the helm of the second Mueller hearing of the day. So even if Mueller does not stray from the report or even just reads portions of it verbatim, House Democrats say there is still value in these hearings. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham doesn't think so.
And I don't think anything Mueller can say that's going to change anybody's mind.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Chairman Nadler has been seated. The hearings are set to begin any minute now. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. UPS is responding to the growth in online shopping and pressures for speedy delivery by seeking to expand its drone deliveries and adding thousands of new spots where customers can pick up packages. The Atlanta-based package delivery giant says it's adding 12,000 new package pickup locations inside CVS, Michaels, and Advance Auto Parts stores. It's also setting up a unit to expand its drone delivery operations. Uber Technologies' Uber Eats division is gaining an exclusive partnership with Starbucks, just as it loses one with McDonald's. McDonald's next week will begin offering delivery through DoorDash after offering only U.S. delivery through Uber since 2017. Starbucks says customers have responded positively to Uber, which is delivering a high-quality experience. Mercedes-Benz maker Daimler today reported its first quarterly loss in almost 10 years, saying cash it had set aside over emissions cheating and vehicle recalls drove it into the red. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
No, I mean a good morning, Dr. Bill. This is fantastic. I love this.
Yeah, the cold front has moved out over the Gulf, and now we're in the dry air, and will be for a couple of days. be very, very noticeable today, even though we're going to warm up to the upper 80s to near 90. It will seem rather pleasant with low humidity and a lot of sunshine. This front will stay out over the Gulf and become stationary for a few days, and eventually, as we get into the weekend, we'll start to get back with some afternoon showers. Look for a north wind today at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now, this morning, we do have quite a few areas that are in the 60s. It was in the 70s down along the coast, but up in the northern end of Mobile County at Mount Vernon, down to 66 degrees this morning. Officially at the airport, looks like around 70 degrees, but they'll get into the 60s tonight. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 60s here in the city. We'll see some readings in the mid-60s, maybe even the lower 60s, well north of Mobile. Tomorrow should be another nice day, low humidity, a little bit warmer, about 91 tomorrow, with mostly sunny skies. And then as we look ahead to Friday and the weekend, Friday mostly sunny, looks like a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high around 90. And over the weekend, with some upper air disturbances moving through, we'll see some afternoon thunderstorms for Saturday and Sunday with high temperatures in the upper 80s. Now, we're going to continue to watch this weather front that will become stationary out over the Gulf. There is a chance that a low-pressure area could form along that front. And with enough time and conditions, favorable conditions aloft, it could develop tropical characteristics. So, and again, just a slight chance, but we're going to watch that. That has happened in the past, and where weather front has stalled in the summertime offshore, and a tropical system has developed.
It's something that seems counterintuitive, but interesting that this dry front or this cold front, even though it was led by those showers, could become tropical.
And once that front moves out over the Gulf, for all tropical purposes, it really doesn't exist as a dry front anymore. But it will there will be a numerous thunderstorms that will develop along that weather front. And that's where we start to see the development of low pressure. We start to get clusters of thunderstorms over the Gulf.
All right, Dr. Bill, elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
Well, outside of the Gulf of Mexico, where we'll watch the possibility of development there, it's quiet over the Caribbean, but we are seeing thunderstorm development now over the eastern Atlantic. And we may be turning the corner there, and up to yesterday, it's been very difficult for any tropical waves coming off Africa to make it across the cool water. That may change now, and the waters out in the deep air Atlantic are really beginning to warm up. So we may start to see the Atlantic season now beginning to develop. And those storms that form out there usually have those long tracks that take them across the Caribbean or eventually over the western Atlantic.
And we're still, a month and a half, a little more away from the peak?
No, that's right. The peak is the middle of September. I got a ways to go yet, and August things become fairly active, and of course the peak is September, and most of October produces quite a few tropical storms and hurricanes.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 7:38, a quick reminder to fmtalk1065.com. All kind of stuff on there. Of course, the three big things, top stories of the day on there. You could also check out weekday schedules, weekend schedules, find out when your favorite shows are on. And heck, you can just go listen to your favorite shows by going to fmtalk1065.com and clicking podcast, a la carte style there, buffet style. You can go get this show, this hour, the show, this day, whatever, or you could subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher, or you've told us also people on Spotify for music can get a podcast.
Yeah, if you've got your music library on Spotify, just click on over and search for podcasts there. FM Talk 106.5, you'll see our channel pop up, so don't even need to leave the music app to listen to FM Talk 106.5.
All right, also, yeah, so you can do that, and when you go, whether you're subscribing at iTunes for Apple folks or Stitcher for Android or any of the other platforms, whatever they use, stars or thumbs up or whatever, it is, you know, if you think we're worth it, give us that good rating, and if you want to leave a comment on there as well, we appreciate it. So, obviously, it has been a very popular thing over the last couple couple years. The podcast from FM Talk 106.5 every month. Y'all blow me away. It continues to grow and grow. So hop on and check out the show podcast now if you can't catch it live. 7:40, we'll check traffic with Kane next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Cindy Grosso of the Charleston School of Protocol and Etiquette. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Cindy Grosso sees people's light bulbs go on when she gives presentations on the importance of manners, etiquette, and protocol. They're realizing what happened in past situations when things may have gone poorly. Manners, etiquette, and protocol is the grease that lubricates social gatherings. It's the polish that makes the individual shine. Per Cindy, these things give people the skill of confidence to keep them from being the best-kept secret in their field. It's a fascinating conversation. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Game's already started. We should go in now.
Should I have parked this close to the stadium?
Yeah, it's fine. No one ever hits it this far. Ooh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our seven locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a couple accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways. It is slower at Cottage Hill and Azalea in front of Fonday Elementary as they're heading back to school this morning. They've also got an extra radar checkpoint through there, so be careful. Looks good northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, and no problems across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. See them at Spring Hill Toyota. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 7:42 FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic, and Kelly Finley's got our headlines in just a second, but it is swearing in time as it is Mueller time in Washington as Robert Mueller testifying in front of Congress. You and I were talking about this during the break, and we'll discuss it more, Dalton, with Jeff Poore coming up after 8 o'clock. Will Mueller get to talk much, or is it just like we've seen so far that everybody's just trying to, every member of Congress, really, all Mueller's there is as a foil for them to be able to say whatever they want for an election, for a campaign ad clip, or for them to go back to their district and beat their chest.
Yeah, as Mueller's signing in just a few seconds ago, you could see a clock over his left shoulder, our right, if you're looking at the TV, and that clock says 5 minutes. I'm guessing that Mueller, out of each of those five-minute sessions that the committee has to question him, he'll probably talk about 5 to 10 seconds each of the 5 minutes that each member gets to ask him questions.
I think we should score that through the day, because we've seen this stuff go on before. The member will say, when you said such and such, it made me think that the American people, and they'll go on and wax extensive on it.
Yeah, they'll say, this is a simple yes or no question, but before you answer this simple yes or no question, let me talk for 4 minutes about why the Republicans are the worst people in the world.
We're lying, we're dying. All right, coming up after 8 o'clock, Jeff Poore will talk about this as well, and we'll talk to you. Text lines open, 343-0106. Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Unsafe high bacteria levels are the reason 21 Alabama beaches were determined to be unsafe for at least one day in 2018. That determination was made by the Environment America Research and Policy Center. Their analysis looked at 2,627 beaches across the U.S., and 25 beaches in Alabama were sampled. The Fairhope Public Beach reported the most unsafe days at 21 days, followed by Dog River River, Alba Club with 9 unsafe days, Camp Beckwith and Volanta Avenue each had 8 days each, and Orange Street Pier was deemed as unsafe for 6 days. The primary sources of fecal contamination included urban runoff, sewage leaks and overflows, and industrial-scale livestock operations. Among Gulf Coast beaches, 329 sites, or 85% of the 385 sites, were tested and again were deemed unsafe for at least 1 day in 2018. Experts say contact with water contaminated with bacteria can cause gastrointestinal illnesses as well as respiratory disease, ear and eye infections, and skin rash. As many as 57 million people have contracted waterborne illnesses and have reported those from swimmers in the U.S. each year. Nationwide, the need for blood donors is at an all-time high, as this is the time of year when so many hospitals and patients depend on the gift of life. LifeSouth and LifeSouth blood donors contribute to more than a dozen local hospitals, and right now, all blood types are needed. Your donations help patients suffering from traumas, cancers, and chronic illnesses. To be a donor, you need to be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental permission. You need to weigh a minimum of 110 pounds and be in good health. Bring a photo ID to the LifeSouth Donor Center in Mobile, located at 967 Hillcrest Road, or over in Daphne at 26125 Capitol Drive. LifeSouth also has blood mobiles, which will be out and about in the coming days. You can call 1-888-795-2707 if you have questions, and you can make appointments online at lifesouth.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now. FM Talk 106.5 is proud to present Chad Prather and the Star Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
Nobody yet has stopped me for using a phrase such as y'all or gonna or fixin' to. Yet you say it makes me sound less than intelligent. You can stop listening. In fact, nobody ever invited you into the conversation. It's okay. Just walk away.
Don't miss Chad Prather Friday, October 4th at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets available now at fmtalk1065.com, ticketmaster.com, or the Mobile Civic Center box office for the Chad Prather Star Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's Crew and Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile City Council voted 6-1 to take on $2 million in outstanding bank loans for the Gulf Quest Maritime Museum. The $2 million will be broken down into 5 yearly payments of $400,000. The vote also gave the city control over the operation of Gulf Quest, including expenses and event planning. The lone no vote came from Councilwoman Bess Rich. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced $16.2 million will go to improve infrastructure in 24 communities. The cities of Milton and Niceville will receive $700,000 each. For Milton, water lines and drainage will be improved and several roads will be resurfaced. In Niceville, the money will help to rehabilitate or demolish and replace low-income housing that doesn't meet building code standards. U.S. Senator Doug Jones will be in Monroeville for a town hall meeting on Friday. It'll be held at Coastal Alabama Community College. The town hall begins at 12:15. The doors open at 11:45. Seating is first come, first served, so be early. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Mark Sanchez retires from the NFL. A boxer dies after suffering in-ring injuries. And the Atlanta Braves lose a little bit of ground in the NL East division race. It's 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In NFL news, veteran quarterback Mark Sanchez announced that he's retiring after 10 years in the NFL, and he'll be joining ESPN as a college football analyst. Sanchez played his college career at USC, was drafted by the New York Jets with the fifth pick in the 2009 NFL Draft. In 5 years with the Jets, Sanchez helped lead the team to two AFC Championship game appearances. But in the last five seasons, Sanchez bounced around the league, spending time with the Philadelphia Eagles, Denver Broncos, Dallas Cowboys, Chicago Bears, and finally the Washington Redskins. ESPN reports that Sanchez will be part of the College Football Studio broadcast on Saturdays. He's also set for appearances on College Football Live and the morning show Get Up. Sad news from the world of boxing yesterday. 28-year-old junior welterweight Maxim Dadashev died on Tuesday morning as a result of brain injuries that he suffered during an 11th-round knockout loss to Subriel Matias on Friday night in Maryland. Dadashev's widow, Elizaveta Apushkina, released a statement through a hospital spokeswoman saying, quote, "He was a very kind person who fought until the very end. Our son will continue to be raised to be a great man like his father. Lastly, I would like to thank everyone that cared for Maxim during his final days." Dadashev was from St. Petersburg, Russia. After the fight was called following the 11th round on Friday night, Dadashev needed help leaving the ring. He collapsed before he made it to the dressing room and was transported by ambulance to the hospital, where he underwent emergency brain surgery for 2 hours on Friday night. Doctors placed him in a medically induced coma before he passed away yesterday morning at the age of 28. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves lost to Kansas City 5-4. Philadelphia beat Detroit 3-2 in a 15-inning marathon. Miami got the win over the Chicago White Sox 5-1. Washington crushed Colorado 11-1. Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg pitched 6 shutout innings for his Major League leading 13th win. San Francisco beat the Chicago Cubs 5-4 in 13 innings. The St. Louis Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 4-3. The Mets got the win over San Diego 5-2. Cincinnati crushed Milwaukee 14-6. Boston beat Tampa Bay 5-4. And the New York Yankees beat the Minnesota Twins 14-12 in 10 innings. New York's Didi Gregorius had 5 hits with 7 RBI in the win. 7:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you. Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's. Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far the few accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots. Again, heavier traffic near Cottage Hill and Azalea Fonde Elementary. Back in school this morning, so you've got some extra radar in that area. But it's a good ride, no problems downtown from the tunnels and once again across the Bayway. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways too. Licensed and insured with free estimates, they're the tree removal experts. Terraform Land Company, 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will not be as humid, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Smart people shop King's Automotive for dependable quality transportation. Growing families that need a second or third car but don't need another monthly payment. Students that need reliable vehicle to get to class. Young adults starting their first job but shouldn't be punished with a 15, 18, or 21% interest car loan. Smart people shop King's Automotive for budget-friendly quality cash cars. $3,000 to $5,000. Bring cash, buy used, and save money at King's Automotive. I-10 exit 15A at Highway 90. Look for the building with the checkerboard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. King's Automotive.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A former University of South Alabama football player is accused of killing three people and shooting another person. 22-year-old Sean Barrett has been arrested in Louisiana and is right now being held without bond. Back on June 17th, he's accused of killing a 22-year-old at an intersection in Metairie. Less than 24 hours later, he's also accused of killing two men ages 45 and 57 years of age at another intersection. That's according to the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. Barrett played college ball at USA, Mississippi State, and Southeastern Louisiana University. He's charged with two counts of first-degree murder, one count of second-degree murder, three counts of attempted second-degree murder, two counts of obstruction of justice, and aggravated criminal damage to property. Police say he was twice committed to mental health facilities in recent months. When Barrett was arrested, authorities found a .40-caliber loaded gun in his home. Sheriff deputies also found receipts for ammunition mailed to his Metairie address. The motive for the killings has not yet been released. Closer to home, Mobile police need your help finding the woman accused of robbing a CVS store on Dolphin Island Parkway and then confronting an employee. All of this happening on Monday. Surveillance video was rolling and shows the woman getting out of what looks to be a light-colored Lincoln Town Car. She enters the store and puts a blanket over her face. The next time she's seen on camera, she tries to leave the store with two cases of beer without paying. A store employee tries to stop her. The two struggle, and the suspect hits the employee in the face and continues assaulting the employee even as other customers are walking into the store. The driver of the vehicle the woman arrived to the store with sees all the commotion and takes off, not letting the suspect enter that vehicle. She actually left her in the parking lot. The suspect left the scene, believed to be on foot. If you know where she is or who she is, you're encouraged to contact the Mobile Police, 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, it's Mueller time, I guess. It's really Nadler time, it seemed like, so far in Washington. We'll talk more about this with our buddy Jeff Poor. He joins us coming up right after the news. And weather right here on FM Talk 106.5, online, FMTalk1065.com.